Hi, I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and I want to invite you to join me on today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I want you to know that you are not without hope in this world. Jesus is the hope for humanity, and He is your hope too. Join me today. Everyone, welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm so thankful that you've joined us today, and I'm thankful to be a part of your life today. And then you and I are going to put the Word of God first place. And that's what this broadcast, man, is all about. That's what it's been about since the very beginning, over 30 years ago, when the Lord put this in my grandparents' heart, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, go on television and preach the Word of God. And a few things have changed since then, but here we are, still preaching the good news of the gospel. And I know used to, you just have to sit maybe in your living room and watch it, or if you had a TV somewhere else, I guess you could watch it there. But now, with technology and internet, there are people all over the world watching this broadcast, I am sure, in some of the most bizarre places. As a matter of fact, I have been interested in this, and we were in here in the studio just a moment ago talking about, I wonder where the most bizarre place is right now that somebody is watching this broadcast. And if you think that you've got the greatest story of where you're watching it, I want you to email us. Go to kcm.org. There's an email address there for you. And let us know where you're watching this. I know of people who watch it on the treadmill, people who watch in doctor's offices, and I imagine there are some pretty crazy places in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I'm sure there's somebody watching this broadcast right now. But whatever it takes to get the Word of God going in your eyes and going in your ears and getting down in your heart, and then when you hear that Word, you become a doer of that Word. On last week's broadcast, you and I made the decision that we were going to do something with the Word of God that we heard. We're going to apply it to our lives. We weren't going to let it just end and be over at the end of the broadcast. No, we're going to apply this and walk it out. And we also decided that we were going to rest. We decided that when we were hearing the Word of God, this is we, you and me, and if you weren't a part of that decision, go back and get those broadcasts off the internet and watch those and listen to that and make that decision that we are going to rest. We are going to let the anointing that's on the Word do the work. So when you, as you sit there and you listen to this broadcast and you have these things coming in your eyes and in your ears, getting down into your heart, what I don't want you to be doing is thinking about how you're going to have to try to work all this up and, oh, I got to do that and I got to do that. No, just rest. Just rest in Him and let the anointing do the work. That's what faith is. Faith is a rest. Faith is you responding with thanksgiving to all that God has given you through Jesus. And that is called grace. Faith and grace working together. We've been given access to this grace by faith. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. I mean, just this relationship between grace and faith working together, working in your life. And really, that's where we've been over the last several days, and allowing the Word of God to be a comfort to us. We started last week talking about the comfort of the Holy Spirit, the comfort that's inherent in Scripture, the God of all comfort, and allowing Him to be a comfort to us in a world that is very easily fallen apart, in a world that doesn't seem like anything is getting better or better. No, you and I can walk through this with the comfort of the Holy Spirit, knowing. How are you comforted? You're comforted when you know the outcome. And Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth and tell you things to come. That is comforting. Amen? It's comforting knowing that we have a God who loves us. It's comforting knowing that that God gave us a way to Him, and that is the man Jesus Christ. It's comforting knowing that that man Jesus Christ gave Himself as a ransom for all. And that's what the Bible calls the knowledge of the truth. And it's comforting knowing the truth. Comfort comes when you know, and you know a lot more than you think you do. There are people who are frustrated saying, I wish I knew how to do this. I wish I knew how to do that. Why isn't it working? Why isn't it working? That's frustration. And I don't want you to give voice to frustration anymore, because frustration is designed to produce condemnation in your life and to get you your focus off of Him onto you trying to fix you. You can't fix you. Did you realize you can't fix you? You need to look at you and say, sorry, I can't fix you. But Jesus, the power of God through Jesus, His grace, His forgiveness of sins, His healing and His redemption and His finished work at the cross is enough to fix you and fix me, and we stand perfect and blameless in His sight. Isn't that good news? Are you comforted by that? We spent some time yesterday looking in the book of Galatians, chapter 5. Turn there with me again, and we're going to look at this verse, and we've been talking about how faith is a rest. And I know faith for many people has turned into a lot of other things, and it's, well, faith is me confessing, and faith is me doing this, and faith is me doing that. Those are parts of it, but at the heart of faith, faith is a rest. And your confession, your giving, your expression of faith is just to simply come out of that place of rest in God. Did you know that you are saved by what? Believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth. It's those two things. It's you believing in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, confessing with your mouth that He raised Him from the dead. It's by that you are saved. But did you know that believing and confessing, they're not two different things? They are just the same. They are just two sides of the same thing. What you believe in your heart is designed to come out of your mouth. It is designed to have its expression in your confession. That's why there's power in it. That's what puts power in it. But if your confession is nothing more than just what Jesus called vain repetition or tradition, then there's no power in it. Listen to this. This is not a powerful confession. I'm the righteousness of God. I'm the righteousness of God. I'm the righteousness of God. No, that's not a powerful confession. A powerful confession is this: I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. That's not a complete confession. I am an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. And we see this in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. What does that mean? Tradition, working for it. That's what those words mean, representative of the law, the Old Testament, the old way of righteousness by your works, your self-righteousness, which God called filthy rags. And instead, in Christ Jesus, those things don't work. But in Christ Jesus, faith works. In Christ Jesus, faith works by love. I am more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. It's me knowing that I'm loved that brings expression to my faith, and it causes me to say, I'm more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. Now you begin to put all of these things coming together, and they make this beautiful picture, and you begin to see God, who is love, gave you Jesus. Through Him came grace, and everything that came through Jesus, that is grace. And when you saw it, you responded by saying, thank you, Lord, I received that. And your faith in Him gave you access to that grace. Amen? And you could really say it like this: it was your faith in love that gave you access to that grace. Love gave you grace, and you responded in faith. by simply saying thank you. Now, what I want you to see in this is how all of these things begin to come together. And we read verse 5 and 6 yesterday of Galatians 5, so let's do that again. For we, through the Spirit, let me stop there for a moment. Where did we begin over a week ago now talking about being led by the Spirit? Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. That's a defining characteristic of a son or daughter, a child of God, is that you and I are led by His Spirit. We, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith works by love. So we've got hope now in this mix. We've got faith in this mix. We've got love in this mix. What are we going to do with all of these things? Well, what did Paul say? What did the Spirit of God, rather, say through him? 1 Corinthians 13, now abides these three, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Why is that? Because, I mean, listen to this. We have got right here in Galatians 5, in these two verses, you've got all three of these things at work now. Faith, hope, and love. Love, hope, faith. Hope, love, faith. All of these things are beginning to work together. But why is the greatest love? Because God is love, and love gave you grace, and your faith or your trust or your rest in love gave you access to the grace, and that became your foundation for hope. Hope is an expectation. See, hope, for many people, they use that word so carelessly. Well, I sure hope so. And when you hear that in that tone coming out of people, you recognize that that kind of hope, there's an uncertainty in it. When somebody says, I hope so, what they're saying is, I don't know which way this is going to come out. I hope that it does come out the best way possible. But that is not biblical hope. Now, if you know me at all, and you've been in these broadcasts at all, if you know this ministry at all, Kenneth, Gloria Copeland, then you know we don't let the world define terms for us. No, we let the Word of God bring definition to it. And by definition, from the Word of God, hope is an earnest expectation. So, how do we put all these things together? It's your faith in a good God that gives you hope for a good future. It's your faith in the healer that gives you hope or expectation for healing. Now, here's what we're doing. We're just making little adjustments here, and I hope that what we do in this broadcast is just make small adjustments that begin to bring clarity to these things for you, that begin to bring clarity to these terms, so they're not just all convoluted and you got opinions floating around about them. No, we're going to let the Bible define it. And as opposed to saying, from this moment forward, as opposed to saying, well, I have faith for healing. Now, I'm not trying to tell you there's anything wrong with saying that. I am not your word police, okay? That's not what I'm trying to be. I am not trying to be the guy that follows you around going, oh, don't say that, don't say that, don't say that. Those people annoy me. I'm sorry, but it just is annoying. You got to work that out between you and God, all right? What I'm trying to do is help bring some clarity. As opposed to saying, well, I got faith for healing, or I got faith for provision, faith for my car, or whatever it is, here's what I want you to do. Instead, I want you to say, I have faith in God. And my faith in God brings up in me my expectation for healing. All right? Now, you just got to check your own heart. When you say those things, find out where your heart is. Locate your own heart in that. But I'm telling you a practice that I am practicing in my own life. My faith is in God. My faith is in the healer. My faith is in the giver. All right? And it's that faith in him that gives me hope for good things, gives me hope for healing, faith for provision, or excuse me, hope for provision. You understand what I'm saying? So instead of faith for, faith for, faith for, I want you just to readjust and remind yourself that Jesus said, have faith in God. Have faith in God and allow your faith in him to be the foundation for your hope for good things. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. There's been a lot said about that verse and a lot of outstanding teaching. When you get right down to it, that word substance means foundation. It means there is a foundation for you to hope from. What is that foundation? It's faith. I trust in the goodness of God, and it gives me hope for good things in my life. I trust in the healing power of God, and it gives me hope for healing in my life. Not hope as in, well, maybe it will, maybe it won't. No, hope, just expectation. I expect. Because he's the healer, I expect healing. Because he's the giver, I expect provision. That's my faith in God, my faith in love, my rest in him that gives me hope for my future. Do you understand what I'm saying? I hope that this is becoming clear to you. I really trust the Lord that that you're going to begin to see these things and the light will begin to shine. What we see here in Galatians 5, I want to go back to it again. And I'm going to read this to you now out of the Amplified translation of the Bible, and it's going to help amplify and make clear some of these things. For we, this is Galatians 5, 5 and 6, for we, not relying on the law. That is not our life anymore. We are not relying on the law. We're not relying on our own efforts to make us righteous. We're not relying on some performance or effort to try to impress God. For we, not relying on the law, but through the Holy Spirit's help, by faith, anticipate and wait for the blessing and good for which our righteousness and right standing with God, our conformity to his will and purpose and thought and action causes us to hope. That's a lot of words. That is very amplified. Let's go over this again. We're not relying on the law, but through the Holy Spirit's help, by faith, by trust, by rest, we anticipate. I am at rest. I am at rest, anticipating, expecting, waiting for, it says, the blessing. You ever heard anybody on this broadcast preach a good message about the blessing before? Have you heard that? Are you familiar with that? It's in this scripture. We, by faith, anticipate and wait for the blessing and good for which our righteousness, okay, let's take this apart, our right standing with God. How did we come into that? By our faith in his grace. By our faith, we were given righteousness. Righteousness is grace that came through Jesus, not just something that came through him, everything that came through him. The forgiveness of your sins, your redemption, your right standing with him, the healing of your body, praise God. All of it came through him, and it's that place that you now stand in, that place that grace threw open the doors to, and faith in him gave you that place. Now you stand in that place of righteousness and right standing with God, and it causes you to hope. It causes you to hope. In other words, you could say it like this. You cannot get around the healer without hope for healing coming up in you. You cannot be in the presence of the goodness himself without hope for good things coming up in you. It's impossible. You get in his presence, you get in the presence of love himself, and it causes you to hope. Listen to me. You are not without hope. You are not hopeless in this world. Jesus is your hope. Jesus, faith in Him causes you to hope for a good future, a good outcome. You are going to win. You are going to make it. You have been given victory in this life, and nothing can separate you from the love of God. And all of these things working together, faith, hope, and love. Faith in love causes you to hope. God, who is love, gave you Jesus, who is your grace. And faith in Him gave you that right standing. And from that place of right standing with Him, it causes you to hope. You have every ground, every right to hope for good things in your life. Not long ago, Sarah and I were on an airplane traveling to minister, and we were seated next to a young lady, and we struck up a conversation, and she was very delightful. We had a great time talking about her family and her kids. And of course, she asked what we do, and we start talking about ministry, and she was very taken by that. And we just started talking, and she just had a lot of questions about, you know, about God and of course, why bad things happen and all of those kinds of things. And she wanted to know, you know, like, how does this work? I just want to know how to have good things in my life. And she made this statement to us, and it really stuck out to me. And I want to wrap up this broadcast with this. She said this to us. She said, you know, I never ask God for anything. I never ask Him for a thing. All I want is for my kids to be okay. All I want is for them to be healthy. I never ask God for anything. I never ask Him for anything. And I've heard people make that statement and wear it as though it were some badge of honor that you've never asked God for anything, as though He owes you something because you never asked Him for it. And that is not Bible. The scripture says, make your requests known to God. He loves to be asked of by His children. And you have every ground to hope for good things because your faith is in Him. You go before love. You stare face to face and eye to eye with love. And you make your request known. And you put your faith in love. And you just hide and watch. You watch and see how love responds to you. He will give you a hope for things to come. Amen. Don't go away. I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Doubletree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. You can't see it, but you see its effect. You can't touch it, but you know what it does. You can't taste it, but you feel it all around you. When you understand how to harness their power, you can change the world. We have the tools to help you discover your own one-on-one relationship with the Holy Spirit, a relationship which makes God's power and provision available to you. Kenneth Copeland's Holy Spirit series, a 6-CD teaching with study guide, coupled with Terry Copeland Pearson's Ways of the Spirit series, a 3-CD set. Together, they make a dynamic resource designed to show you how to be filled and led by the Spirit. Learn the laws which govern the spirit realm and discover how prayer is key to managing spiritual power with these potent teachings by Kenneth Copeland and his daughter Terry. As a believer, God's precious promises are your right. This dynamic 2-series set and study guide provides step-by-step instruction so that you can develop your own personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Order Kenneth Copeland's in-depth study set on CD entitled The Holy Spirit for just $25, and you'll also receive Terry Copeland Pearson's CD series on the ways of the Spirit free. These dynamic teaching sets work together to give you a deeper understanding of our relationship with Jesus, our Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit. For faster processing and a product discount, order through our website at kcm.org, or you may call us toll-free, 800-600-7395.
You need to get a hold of what is in you right now. Quit begging God for it. Quit thinking you don't have what it takes. The gift of God is in you. Christ Himself is in you. And Scripture says the same Spirit that raised Him from the dead dwells in you. And in this teaching entitled The Holy Spirit, it's a CD series and a study guide by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland. It's going to help you understand that the Holy Spirit is your intercessor, He's your standby, your comforter, your teacher, your guide, and your friend. And you begin to allow Him to work in every part of your life. That's when life gets good. And the good news is, when you purchase this, what KCM is going to do is we're going to send you absolutely free Ways of the Spirit. This is a CD series by my mom, Terry Copeland Pearson's. And let me tell you, this woman, not only can she preach, but she has lived her entire life, I believe it, by the leading of the Spirit of God. And I know she was a mom by the Spirit of God. I mentioned this to you before, but I have no doubt that that's the way she trained up me and my sister. She was led by the Spirit of God. So parents, moms, dads, get a hold of these things and begin to parent by the help of the Spirit. Order yours today. It'll be a blessing to you. You need to know that KCM is here for you. As a matter of fact, we have an entire partner service center that just exists for you. So when you have challenges or you need prayer of agreement, that center is there for you. You call us. We've got trained ministers, prayer ministers on this staff who are just as far as a phone call away. They're here in Fort Worth, Texas, and you can call them anytime, day or night. We've also got offices all over the world. So check their hours of operation and get the prayer of agreement that you need. You just need to know that you're not alone. Amen. I want you to make sure, listen to me, be a part of this broadcast tomorrow. If you've missed anything leading up to it, go back, get it, download it. It's all free. It will be a blessing to you, but we're going to wrap up what we've been studying in the Word of God, and it is going to change our lives. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.